Perhaps it's appropriate and apposite just to finish with the developments in surgery, particularly military surgery, after 1850. And of course, we have to refer to the discovery of bacteriology by Pasteur and its sequitur by Lister, Lord Lister, applying carbolic to his wounds to provide antisepsis. We've mentioned specialisation into various subspecialities, obstetrics, orthopaedics, general surgery, abdominal surgery, and so forth. And both antisepsis and anaesthesia allowed this to happen. Antiseptic practice took a long time to get a grip on the country, and there were various very able surgeons who were, if you like, clean surgeons, who rather despised using this horrible, noxious carbolic. But gradually, by the First World War, by the 1900, antiseptic surgery had taken off with gloves, gowns, masks, preparation of the skin, etc. And the other very important development in military surgery, apart from antiseptic management of wounds and so forth, was the formation of an authoritative body for the British Army in 1898, the Royal Army Medical Corps. Now the Army medics had an opportunity to influence their commanding officers and to bring about much cohesion and development and learning. And this was just 16 years before the Great War of 1914-18 happened. And from then, of course, things have gone from strength to strength within specialities. Anaesthesia has come on by leaps and bounds, intensive care. And now, during the operations in Afghanistan, the survival after severe injury is approximately 96%, which is a phenomenal tribute to 200 years of the evolution and acceleration of surgery through conflict.